Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Goose!
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 What's Goose? What is Goose?
So we all know that I'm behind on like the classic movies. Okay. I've seen all of the most recent ones, whatever, but Pulp Fiction, never seen it.
What?
We went and saw The Princess Bride at Slacker's house last year. That was the first time I'd seen it. Yesterday was my first time watching Top Gun.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Can I just, as a non sequitur, complete interrupter of this whole thing, I have a really big passion against geese, and I was prepared. Aaron's like, I want to talk about goose, and I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
I hate them, and this is really taken. Yeah, and now we're like, no, we're talking about goose.
Positive goose, maybe.
Goose, what is, what?
Well, so I would rate the movie like a 7.6 out of 10.
Wow, thanks.
The thing that I did not care for the female at all. You could have completely gotten rid of that.
Kelly McGillis?
Yeah.
The teacher?
The biggest
yeah.
miscasting of all time in human cinema.
Really?
By far.
Okay.
Who would have been better?
Well, there was a...
Are you saying she's not hot enough?
Uh-huh. In fact, the producers... hey, that's what the producers... They had to reshoot scenes and add sex scenes because there was no sizzle between her and Cruise.
But to me...
The only reason she got the role is because some producer said she's going to be doing the role.
But if you put somebody too hot in that role, I know, it's an 80s movie, but there's got to be some believability that she's able to teach fighter pilot school.
In fishnet like, stockings. Believable.
Right. No, you're right, because that's probably one of those scenes they reshot.
Because they had to add some sizzle.
And I'm not saying that you can't be hot and be in the military, but a lot of people who are super smoking hot find an easier path.
So they explain that by saying she was like a contractor. She wasn't part of the military.
Yeah, she wasn't military per se, right?
Yeah.
But she still wore a bomber jacket.
And you still got to salute her.
You did have to salute her?
No, you don't have to salute her, but you have to listen to her.
There it is.
Oh,
it's fresher in Aaron's mind than anybody else, but okay.
So what about Goose himself, though?
Yeah. I wish they got rid of the chick and then kept Goose. I would have loved to
you
see
wanted
it.
Her to die in the crash?
Yeah.
Why would she even be in the seat?
Like, not even in the crash, just like...
Have her die some way?
Or just be the instructor, like no love interest.
But didn't you need it?
Yeah, you need some love interest. There's got to be a romantic component in there.
I don't feel good about you right now. I agree.
What about the volleyball scene?
They looked sunburned. I couldn't stop focusing on that.
It took him 2 days to shoot that little volleyball.
What's the volleyball scene? God, I haven't seen it in so long. Is it the military guys against military guys?
Yeah.
Oh, and they were hot. It was just shirtless dudes.
Yeah.
Sweaty, shirtless.
Oh,
yeah.
Their skin was my hair. They were so red.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You've obviously seen it more times than most.
I just rewatched the behind the scenes, the making of.
Because they're making another one, right?
They are.
Is the brother who made the movie the one who just died?
The director?
Yes.
Yeah. He commits suicide.
Yes.
Oof.
Jumped off the bridge.
He's one of the Scotts, right?
He is. The younger brother.
Ridley Scott. And what's the other one?
Mm-hmm. Tony Scott.
Tony's the one who
commits suicide.
Died by suicide, yeah.
The thing I remember most from that movie that's always bugged me, and my dad is the one who brought this up, and I've never been able to see it a different way, is when he's in the bar, and they go, what can I get you? He says, I'll have a beer. And then they go, okay. and bring him a beer.
I know.
Could you do that?
No.
Never alive?
No.
One beer, please.
And not say what kind you want. Yeah, they don't ask you what kind you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a soda.
There's just... I'm really sad that you wanted her to die, though.
I understand that there had to be the love romance thing, but I didn't think it paid off in the end.
But normally, Steve's the guy who knows who else was up. Do you know anybody else who was up for it? Or who would have been good in that time to be in that role? Like Kim Basinger or somebody? Or,
oh, for that female role?
Yeah, to be...
I know it was Tom Cruise or nothing. They wrote that thing for Tom
100%.
Cruise. And if they didn't get Tom Cruise, it probably wouldn't have gone.
I don't think you could recast many of the people in that movie, though. Iceman is so badass. Val Kilmer in that movie mm-hmm. is like, and there's no way to bring him back because he's got some sort of physical problems. Like he's had cancer or something. Like he doesn't even sound like himself, right?
He comes back in the new one, though.
He does?
He has like a cameo or something.
Oh, just like
can't talk
role.
Very much. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Like I don't want it to be...
Sorry, I'm just over here watching the volleyball scene.
No wonder Amber is all quiet.
I'm like, what's going on?
This heavy breathing coming from over here.
Shirtless men over here. Sorry, guys.
Wow, that's your first time?
Yeah.
At least you made it. You got there.
And I learned yesterday, because Slacker has his specific pair of sunglasses.
Oh my God, this is the weirdest moment. Did you hear? Were you? Was it?
No,
in the
I
room?
Think it was just us.
This. Do you know how we all have that thing? You have that moment. I was today years old when I made this mental connection. This is one of the saddest ones I've ever seen. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, because I told him I was going to go see Top Gun, and I was like, hey, can I borrow your sunglasses, your aviators? And he was like, yeah, that's why they're called aviators. And I had no idea.
She literally is like, oh, I'm going to watch Top Gun, so can I borrow your aviators? I'm like, you know... You get that the term aviator
means, has to do with
yeah. Like, no, like they didn't name the sunglasses after like.
Yep.
Sad. And then she crawled into a little hole, like she imploded inside of herself.
Like, but she looked cool.
She did in my little aviators. That's all I have right now is aviators.
I have my giant LASIK glasses. If you want.
Slacker and Steve weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.